always there an election?
So
I didn't
we don't
notice.
Need any more tension. So if you're sitting out there waiting to donate and your hands are shaking a little, you get that little twingy feeling in your stomach, get rid of it. Just pick up the phone, call 845-482-4141 or go to the web and go to wjffradio.org and donate now. Now's the time.
Now's the time. WJFFradio.org. Again, everything up to $150 will be matched by the Tustin Heritage Community Garden and its board of directors. So,
and they do great work. I've been a member of the Tustin Heritage Community Garden in the past. I actually learned enough there to build my own garden to free up space for someone else to take that slot. But they do great work. It's all organic and lesson based. I learned a lot when I was taking a garden spot there.
And it's been looking great. You know, one of my, many jobs that I've had over the years to keep going in the Sullivan County area was a photographer for Sullivan Renaissance back when that was a thing. Did that for 4 or 5 years. And so you always have to take pictures of how nice the towns looked. And Narrowsburg was always doing a great job with the flowers there. They've kept it going, which doesn't necessarily always happen. You know, some of these initiatives, they get some momentum, they lose some momentum. You get some flowers, you lose some flowers, but they've been keeping it going over there.
You know,
it looks great.
A big fabulous. Shout out to Star, who does so much work to make Main Street look the most beautiful of all the communities in the Catskills, in my unbiased opinion.
Well, we're here in the Holmes & Nail studio, all hanging out right now, and it's Donna Fallenberg from Catskill Character, which that's the show right now, and then also Greg Triggs, which I guess this would have been your show this week. No, is this
next
the last
week?
My show is next week. I recorded it yesterday, and it's going
okay,
to be
okay, so it's
going to
be on. So what? Let's let people know what that's going to be.
Well, as Donna mentioned, there is an election going on for those of you who might have forgotten. And, you know, we talk so much about the tension in the country and polarization that I decided to interview a local official from Wisconsin, which is a battleground state, about how local activism can start to untie that knot and rebuild relationships that might have been a little fractured in the last 8 years. And not only was it a wonderful conversation with someone who has served his communities in a myriad of ways named Bill Connors, we were actually members of the La Follette High School Student Senate together our senior year. And we both ended up as elected officials.
And look how far you've come.
I know. I'm now an elected official in a town smaller than my high school. But we had a really good conversation about constructive steps that one can take to participate in solutions to get us past the polarization that we're currently going through.
That's great.
Well, you know, and it's just been my experience that, you know, you want to follow the counsel of two white guys shooting off their mouths, you know?
Always good.
Yeah. That's what everybody's looking for right now.
Yes, exactly.
You know, speaking of that, I heard yesterday on WJFF Radio Catskill, the interview between what is that program called? A Single Step?
One Small Step. Yes.
That was fascinating. You know, it was two guys who had completely opposite political views, but it was so wonderful to hear how they discovered commonality in their discussion with each other. That's a really, really good program.
I'm really looking forward to more of those.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just making a facetious joke a little bit earlier, but you've really got to be willing to have those discussions constructively and with open ears and open hearts to understand how other people feel. And worst case scenario, it just helps you double down on your already established opinions, but maybe you'll learn something or develop a little empathy.
A little crack will appear in the veneer.
A little crack.
And it's important to have those conversations, but to have them, it's important to have a place, a forum, a common ground to meet on, and sometimes that's an actual physical place, sometimes it's just an opportunity, mm-hmm. a forum to have that conversation. And even before the One Small Step program, that's what a station like Radio Catskill provides. There's some contentious issues right now out there in the world, and there's people that are diametrically opposed, and we often hear from people on both sides of those issues. Just a couple weeks ago, we heard from people one day on one side issue coming to the station to complain about the coverage on that issue. And we say, well, we do have the coverage that reflects your side as well. And then the next day, we had somebody from the other side of the issue complaining in
the same way. Complaint.
Yeah, but from the other side of the issue. We said, well, we have this other side. Like, both of them felt like we aren't covering their side, but they're both on opposite sides. And the thing here is, like, and I understand how people feel that way, but that's in some ways missing the point of a station like this is on contentious issues. There's so few ways for us to meet and actually hear some other information from the other side. This radio station exists to be able to do that. So, that's definitely worth supporting, because we have volunteers like Greg Triggs are going to pursue conversations like that. And we're lucky to have this initiative, One Small Step, powered by StoryCorps. We're one of only 7 stations doing this. So again, this is the sort of work we've always done, but now we're doing even more because of this investment from StoryCorps to run this program here. And we definitely look forward to bringing more of those conversations onto the air. Your support ensures that Radio Catskill remains a trusted source for informed conversations that foster community interaction. We bring people together instead of driving them apart. That's why we provide the information that we provide. That's definitely worth your support, especially as we're trying to make a $150 challenge from the Tustin Heritage Community Garden and its board of directors. And we now have 24 minutes left on that, and you can be the first taker. Help us out. 845-482-4141. Go to WJFFradio.org and donate that way. Donna, let's talk about Catskill character.
Okay, but before we do that, I just wanted to piggyback on something we were just talking about. The importance of a station like this is even more so now because of the numerous newspapers that are closing down all over the country every single day. People don't have a place to go to. And WJFF is here, and we are doing that. We're providing both sides of the story. We're providing news, lots of local news. And we're also providing shows like Rosie's, which has a combination of, you know, I just love the whole thing with the rooster and the farms and the, you know, it's country. And, you know, let's not forget the history of WJFF. It was very different back in the day. And we've managed to maintain some of that nice folksy part of it. And my show also. You know, I like to get out there and talk to people. I don't get out so much now to talk to people. I do a lot of it online. But I see them. I got them up there on my screen. And I get to meet all these different people. And they all have different viewpoints of things. And on my show, we really don't talk about that so much. We talk more about them. Because it's about the personality of the people of the Catskills that make up the character of the Catskills. So I just, you see how I did that?
Yeah.
I started with the first part, and then I answered your question.
Yeah. Oh my good. Look what I just found in my wallet, a $20 bill
that I am going
to contribute toward the challenge of the Tustin Heritage Community Garden.
All right.
I'm going to pass that over to Jason right now.
Well, he just threw down the gauntlet. I guess I got to drag out my wallet
it's
now.
It's like being at a public radio strip club. Here's your tip, Jason.
Man.
Well, here we go.
I'm going to leave it on the table if you don't mind.
Don't let it
be worry
about
where we're going to talk.
That's fair.
Fair point.
Do I see another $20 bill?
Don't let it be said that I don't know a challenge when I see one.
It is raining here in the Cooperage studio in Honesdale Day.
Oh, my gosh.
$20.
Hold up the cash.
Here we go. It's for real. So come on, people.
Okay, and I just received word because I'm in communication with how the challenge is going, and I'm now told that we have just $110 left to go on this challenge. So thank you to our generous.
Does that include our challenge?
Do you guys want to be anonymous, or You know,
oh, God, no.
I hate, well, I'm like Donna, I hate to call attention to generosity.
Yes.
So I, Greg Triggs of Narrowsburg, New York, am donating that $20 anonymously.
What a mensch.
That's great.
Have
well,
you
thank
ever?
You for doing that.
Oh, stop, Tom.
And every donation here helps so much. So whatever you've got to give, do give it now. We got $110 left to go on this challenge. And remember, whatever you can give is important because every dollar you donate helps us bring you the news, the local conversations, the music, the stories that matter. Your support ensures that we here, Radio Catskill, is going to be able to provide this trusted source of information. We're going to be able to provide this platform for these diverse voices having crucial conversations in our communities. Your support goes to help that, whether you give a dollar, $10, $100, or $1,000 right now. Whatever you can give, give it because it goes a long way. Thanks so much to our generous volunteers who do so much and then actually also give financially as well. 845-482-4141. Go to WJFFradio.org. Make your donation there, WJFFradio.org. Donna, look,
yes,
you know, because the days blur together anymore and everything else. When did you start Catskill Character and who was your first character?
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Shut up, Greg. How dare you? How
I meant Teddy Roosevelt.
I was there for it too. So
yeah,
I mean,
you
that's
were there.
Me. Yeah.
I think I started in 2016. Does that sound
sounds
right?
Sounds about right. 2015, maybe? 15,
or maybe 16? 2015. And my first guest, I believe, was... Now, let me get his name. And this is what happens when you hit a certain age. You forget things like people's names. It's really horrible. But this guy lives in Damascus, and he has an outdoor garden. He makes a artistic garden, not a vegetable garden. He makes art out of found objects. Is his name coming to you, Rosie? Because you know him too. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. Let's see. Yes, he's in Milanville and he collects.
Oh, Milanville, yeah.
He collects weed whackers.
Yes. And the name of that sculpture is Too Whacked Out.
Right.
See, these are the things I remember, but I can't remember. Snake.
He's left-handed. He drives a Dodge.
We can make a police sketch almost here. Yeah,
yeah. He's one of the nicest people, and he's one of my favorite characters, and I can't remember. That's like the time I forgot Toby Poser's name, who was also one of my very favorite characters. But I think his name is Paul, right?
Paul Sabin,
thank you.
Paul Sabin, okay. And, ooh, you know, but, I mean, your memory's great because, like, I was not remembering anything, but I did feel like, I'm like, I know one of the first ones is when she was outdoors talking to somebody that had, like, sculptures there. So
I did
remember. So thank you for justifying what fragments of my memory remain as well. Hey, we want to thank Christine checking in from Brooklyn. Thank you so much to Christine. We now have
Christine,
$100 left to go on this challenge from Tustin Heritage Community Garden and the Board of Directors for the Tustin Heritage Community Garden. They've offered $150. We've got till 11 o'clock to finish making this challenge. Don't make us wait that long. Call now and donate in honor of Catskill Character. Week in and week out, having phenomenal conversations. Donna Fellenberg going out to where people are or bringing people to where she is, but getting under the hood in those people's lives, in their minds and their hearts to find out, what motivates them. And of course, Greg Triggs doing a similar sort of thing on Travels with Triggs, wherever he goes or if he's staying here, having these great, deep conversations with a bigger scope, I'd say. Yeah.
You know, I want to mention one of my characters who I had on just recently, Brenda Selden, who is in Calicoon, I believe. She is an animal communicator. And Brenda, if you happen to be listening, I want you to know that I'm going to take you up on your offer. She offered me a free session with her because one of my cats, are you ready for this, has irritable bowel syndrome.
Oh, my goodness. I can hear the phones ringing already.
That'll stop a fun drive in its tracks.
Donna, well, I applaud how brave you are because There is such a need for someone to step forward and talk about irritable bowel syndrome.
Feline IBS.
Feline fecal IBS.
Yes, okay.
I am serious, and I am seriously going to call her this week. Now, thank God the cat is getting better. It's medicated up the wazoo.
Thank goodness.
Literally.
No, it's... Forget I said that. But it is getting better. But I wanted to see if Brenda could speak to my little kitty. Because, you know, they can't tell you when they're in pain.
One of my dogs has seasonal light disorder, but she's doing okay.
Sad.
She's doing okay.
Oh, my God. Did you get one of those lights for her?
One of those lights? I got one for every room.
Oh.
It's a huge problem.
Oh, it is a huge problem with dogs. Yeah. I have heard that.
And she's a rescue, so she's already been through a lot.
She has. She's been through the mill.
The puppy mill.
The puppy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I do hope Brenda is listening, so she's prepared for the call she's going to get this week. Either I will call her or Bella, my cat, will call her.
I think it's good. I think, you know, with an endorsement like that, I think she's going to get a number of calls, yes.
So does the B in IBS stand for Bella or bowel?
Oh, no,
it does
now.
Okay, there we go. Let's
bring it back.
It's like Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and I'm not trying to change the subject. I just do need to let folks know, drum roll, that this challenge is done.
You see?
Oh, my goodness.
You see? You bring up IBS and cats, bam. The phones ring off the hook.
And this is a name that I never say out loud, so I don't... forgive me if I mispronounce it. Theory. Called while driving, loves listening to the station when he's upstate, which is where he's now. And it's a great day to be driving in the upstate areas and looking at the beauty that surrounds us. And thanks to Clue. Oh, Clue calling in. Thank you so much to Clue from Narrowsburg saying it's a great station. So these two generous donors have taken this challenge off our hands. And I do want to say
thank you so much.
Once again, big thanks to the challengers, which is looking for it. This is the Tustin Heritage Garden. And also its board of directors. Thank you for making this $150 challenge. So far during this hour, we have made $800 for our fun drive.
Thank
you so much.
Way to go.
For the Tustin Heritage Community Garden and its board of directors making that last challenge. And also big thanks to Two Creek Farms and Brett Habig. So,
yes. You know, we should talk a little bit about Halloween because it's coming up. And I was thinking about Halloween when I was a child and when my mother would spread all the candy out on a table and we'd take little Halloween napkins and you'd put little candies in each of the napkins, roll them up, tie them with a little bit of ribbon, and the kids would get these homemade treats. You can't do that anymore.
Well, no.
Rosie, you can talk.
You know what? Speaking of Halloween, while Rosie's getting her microphone, it is Trunk or Treat and a Haunted Fort at Fort Delaware tonight.
Oh, perfect.
Sponsored by Tustin Youth. I will be there playing the Mad Hatter in a haunted
Well,
tea
there's
party.
A reason to go.
Exactly.
And I was talking to Marla at the Heron yesterday, and they're going to be doing something at the Heron also, I think, for Halloween.
Yes, that's actually awesome. Right on Halloween night.
Yeah.
I can't. That would be a great place. I hope she doesn't serve eyeballs, but, you know, if she does, she might be serving brains.
Sweetbreads.
The eyeballs would really be tortellini,
right? Yeah, there you go. Or in a cocktail.
Yeah.
Peeled
okay.
grapes sometimes.
Yes.
I have my Halloween costume all chosen and picked out.
Yes.
I am going to be a cat with irritable bowel syndrome.
Oh, no, you didn't.
No, I did not. I did.
My favorite candy while we would go around trick-or-treating, rustling through the leaves, was Butterfingers. When I would go home and put all the candy on the floor, pick out all the Butterfingers, and eat them all on the same time. Oh, my God. My mom was like, you're not getting any candy till the Easter Bunny comes. I mean, but we used to get handout candy, jelly apples. But those were the days before people would put pins in apples. I would have, in the 70s after people got me, you know, it doesn't mean. No, actually, when we were kids, like as soon as Alice Cooper showed up on Music Line, things got a little weird with Halloween. But my first costume was Casper the Friendly Ghost. And, you know, after that, it was all homemade costumes. But I love Halloween.
I used to trick or treat for UNICEF.
Of course
oh,
you
yeah,
did.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Our
I loved
Sunday
doing
school
that.
Would take us out to do that.
Oddly enough, my next door neighbor at in the city was one of the executive directors for UNICEF.
Is that who got you to trick or treat?
No, I think it was karma. Oh. I think.
But did you ever knock on their door
and ask for a penny in a
in
a milk carton?
Little box, yeah.
You know who is a huge Halloween person is Diana Jean, who's the partner of the fabulous Robert Tellefson. I don't know where he's playing this weekend, but he's out there playing again. Halloween is her favorite holiday. I wish she would call in and tell us some Halloween stories, but I don't know if she's listening. or donate. That would be nice too.
Yeah, well, anybody wants to make a donation now if you're feeling a Halloween spirit, as Donna and Rosie clearly are here. We're ready for Halloween here next week. If you're feeling that too, you make a donation, tell us a Halloween memory or something, or what was your favorite costume?
Do
you remember that?
Yeah.
I think my favorite was the Ghostbusters. And it was around that time. And, this was one, you'd get those costumes, those plastic costumes with a plastic mask with the slit that would like cut your tongue and things like that. Ooh. You know, this was a costume that my dad made that we made together. And like we took a cardboard box and painted it black.
That's
and
special.
We cut out some like Ghostbusters logos from various things and pasted on there, made little meters and stuff, had a homemade Ghostbusters costume. And that was probably my favorite. That was the best. You know, it's funny that I guess trick or treating's gone out of favor and people are concerned about, young people going to people's houses. But it strikes people of my generation. My friends have remarked on this before that it's very odd that instead of sending kids from door to door, they now do this trunk or treat thing, which teaches you to get candy out of strangers' cars. And that's where we are now. That's what the world does. Yeah.
That's perfect. You know, the best costume I ever... I'm still trying to absorb that. The best costume
well,
I ever got.
Did you ever see it? They all crowd to the back of a truck.
And does someone drive off with them? And you know.
No. Donna, that's dark.
I know. Well,
no,
I am dark
of
at
the
times.
Farm, think of a farmer's truck, a little pickup truck with the produce of apples and things. No, it's people bring all the adults bring all the candy. So it's like the parents all put in all the treats. And then all the kids walk up and down a street where it's safe. It's a safe environment where they can run free. But then all the treats are in one spot and they're like seagulls.
I think it's super fun because you get to see everyone decorates their trunks. There's a little theme to that. And then you get to see all the kids congregate and you kind of get to see them all at once while it's still light out.
I'm sorry. I find that just to be very sad.
Well, yeah, vintage. It's because we grew up real vintage. That's one of the best.
I want to tell you about my son, the favorite costume that I ever got from my son, Miles, who some of you may know is a pianist. So he wasn't exactly, he wasn't a kid that was involved in this kind of stuff. So he
Liberace.
It wasn't Liberace. He was
Elton John.
He was like in ninth grade at this point. He was a quiet, studious boy. But I took him to a store. I said, you could buy a costume. And we ended up with what I thought was a mailman's costume. And I thought, okay, that's pretty benign. And he went to school with this costume on. Well, it turns out that neither he nor I noticed that this mailman's costume was actually, instead of the insignia of the post office, it had a naked woman.
Ding dong.
So he was walking around all day and everybody was coming up to him saying, "Hey, Miles, cool costume." And he felt so good about it until someone actually pointed out to him that he was wearing a costume with a naked
You know
lady
what my favorite part of that story is?
Yes.
That a ninth grade boy convinced his mother he didn't know there was a naked woman on his costume.
That is adorable. Oh, that Miles.
So we have another donor to thank. This donor is sending a request, and just as a program director, I got to say, when it comes to playing music during DJ shows, we don't take requests in exchange for donations. That's against the FCC regulations.
Yes.
This is a different kind of request. I guess it's more of a suggestion. But we want to thank anonymous donor from Calicoon, who says they want to see Donna and Greg and dress up this Halloween as Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Oh. You would make a great Travis Kelce.
Yes, I would, as a matter of fact. Yeah, you know, I'd have to wear platform shoes, of course. But yeah, okay.
Yep, we're in.
All right, good. That's community radio in action.
And what's the donation for this extravaganza?
We don't give away amounts.
We don't give those secrets.
But it's definitely not worth what you guys are about to do for it. But we're still grateful for the donation.
Well, come on. Maybe he could...
Up it a little bit?
Yeah.
All right, we'll negotiate it when we're off air. We'll connect you. 845-482-4141. There are folks back at the station ready to take your call. Also, the website's always there, wjffradio.org. It's been a while since I refreshed the great wheel of progress, so I'm going to do that right now, wjffradio.org. And here we are. Yeah, we're at 26%. We've raised over $13,000, closing in on $14,000 now. 845-482-4141. Give what you can and do give now. Can you believe it? We're almost at the end of the 10 o'clock hour.
Well, Jason,
already.
While we are in the last 5 minutes of this time, I'm going to make an offer that is sure to fail. But I teach improv workshops. I produce comedy shows all over the United States. I've performed comedy for Disney. I've been a member of the Chicago City Limits troupe. I produce Broadway's Next Hit Musical, and I teach improv workshops. If someone donates in the next 5 minutes more than $250, again, I don't know if this will happen, I will give a 2-hour improv workshop to the people of their choice. We'll have to work out the scheduling, but if anyone donates over $250, one person, the first person to do it, I will come wherever you want me to for $250 and teach a 2-hour improv workshop to your friends, your family, or your business people.
That is so generous, Greg, and so fantastic.
Well, and we'll see if anyone takes it, but we'll see.
Well, it moves me to also throw down the gauntlet. I do not have the credentials that Greg Triggs has, but I was in West Side Story at Montclair State College in the 1960s, 70s, excuse
Officer
me.
Krupke?
No, I was a jet. And when you're a jet, you're a jet all the way.
Yeah.
For $250, I will come to your house and perform the dance at the gym for as many people as you like. I will try to be in costume. And
I can't wait to see which one they choose.
Okay, there you go. $250 donation. Have Donna give you a personal performance of part of West Side Story, the memorable dance scene. And or $250 or up for Greg Triggs to come teach a 2-hour improv workshop for a group of your friends and or coworkers. 845-482-4141. That's an offer you can't say no to. It's an offer you have to say yes and to. 845-482-4141. WJFFradio.org. Help us out here in the final moments of this 11 o'clock hour. Well, it's been a lot of fun hanging out this hour with Rosie and Donna and Greg Triggs. And I'm fortunate I did not seriously injure myself laughing so much. So there you go.
Should we all break out into a chorus of when you're a jet all the way? That'll take us out of the hour, and we can improvise and donate.
Is that why they called you all the way in high school?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God. How dare you? Oh, Rosie.
Now she's a jet.
I'm glad you're not on mic. Okay, I guess. When you're a jet, you're a jet. All the way from your first cigarette till your last dying day. When you're a jet. That's all I know.
All right. And it might be enough that, you know, copyright restrictions allow to. Who knows? I don't know. Okay. We didn't license this performance to be broadcast. So
I expect the phones are going crazy in Liberty right now.
The only question is, will you wear leather? Black leather?
Well, no. Remember, the dance in the gym was inside.
Colorful.
Very colorful. I wore a big, gigantic skirt that swirled when you twirled. And I did have a little costume malfunction.